This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Time and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Hey folks, we're back. You're listening to the Trump Phenomenon, and during the break here I just engaged in a little astronomical meandering on my computer, and there's going to be a meteor shower tonight, likely peaking tonight, and any of you amateur astronomy buffs out there, correct my pronunciation, the Lyrids or the Lyrids shower, Lyrids, appearing in the constellation Lyra near the star Vega. Alpha Lyrae is the other name, Latin name, but the constellation Vega, or the star Vega. And there's going to be a big moon tonight. Is it a full moon? And that interferes with the visibility. So that's bad luck. But this one has an orbital period of about 415 years around the sun. And let's see here. You get to see anywhere from 5 to 20 meteors per hour, averaging around 10 per hour. That's pretty good. If you're in a rural area, you'll see more. The moon's going to cut your visibility a lot, actually. And some of these are pretty bright, and they're called Lyrid fireballs. These are so bright, they cast shadows for a split second and leave behind smoky debris trails that last for minutes. Ooh, I want to see one of those. And then once every 60 years, and I think that's going to happen tonight, the shower intensifies. And the result is an April Lyrid meteor outburst. Let's see here. You can actually, there have actually been Lyrid showers of 700 meteors per hour. Oh, I want that to happen. That would be so great. And the where do you look for Lyra? Northeast. Look northeast in the late evening in April. So for me, I guess I'd be looking towards up towards Ontario, Canada. And let's see if there's anything else I can read about it. Okay, here's another article on it. And, you know, all of us patriots, there's one thing that's true about patriots. One of the things that characterizes all patriots and differentiates us from social justice warriors. This is one of the fundamental differences. We love truth. They hate truth. Think about that. It's really maybe the deciding difference. Someone who loves truth cannot be a bad person, cannot be a social justice warrior. It's impossible. You have to stop loving truth to continue to become a social justice warrior. And so science is very interesting inherently to us, to all of us patriots. We're curious about the natural world. We want to know the truth about things, the truth about people, the truth about history. And that may be the great dividing line. One way of coloring that dividing line is to contrast good with evil. And that, of course, is we on the right are good. Those on the left are evil, by and large. I mean, the innate quality is evil. But another way to characterize it is that we love truth and they hate it. Let's see here. These comets, like Deliras, are moving at 107,000 miles an hour. They explode about 55 miles up in Earth's atmosphere. This comet travels around the comet that produces the Lyrids, orbits the sun every 415 years. Its last trip was in 1861, and its next rendezvous near the sun will be in 2276. Where will you be in 2276? Here's an interesting thing. A general rule of thumb with meteor showers, you are never watching the Earth cross into remnants from a comet's most recent orbit. Instead, the burning bits come from the previous passes. For example, during the Perseid meteor shower, you are seeing meteors ejected from the parent comet, Swift Tuttle, in its 1862 or earlier visit, not from its most recent pass in 1992. Okay, I'm going to have to think about that one before I fully comprehend it, but the concept has been entered into my brain. I'd never heard that before. The best way to see a meteor shower is to get to a location that is a clear view of the entire night sky. Ideally, somewhere with dark skies, away from city lights and traffic. Look for a spot that offers a wide, unobstructed view. It's best to use your naked eye to spot a meteor shower. That's been my experience. I took out 400 power binoculars with huge binoculars with a huge objective. Is that the lens at the business end? you got to use your eyes because they limit your field of view. Let your eyes get accustomed to the dark for half an hour. Moonlight and the weather can obscure the shows. Let's see here. So that's the only bad news tonight. We're going to have a bunch of moon. But I'm going to go out there and look for it. All righty. Let's go into the back into the news here after that astronomical diversion. Okay, the demon rats are going ape in their lust to damage Trump. Now, I think this is a beautiful beautiful moment. Rush Limbaugh and Donald Trump were celebrating recently. Let me see if we find that story. This is a good one. I love this. Trump and Limbaugh went golfing. Where is it? I love this. Where's the story? Here it is. Trump plays golf with Rush Limbaugh in Florida after the release of the Mueller report. Now, Rush Limbaugh lives right down there, right with Donald Trump in Palm Beach, Florida. In fact, he broadcasts from his basement studio, much as I am right now. I used to live, I probably was within, I never measured it, but was within 2 miles of Limbaugh's studio. And I was doing radio back then too. I've been doing radio I've been doing radio for 16 years, nonstop. President Trump and radio talk legend Rush Limbaugh played golf on Friday at the Trump International Golf Club in Palm Beach. Mark Stein guest hosted the Limbaugh show so that Limbaugh could play with Donald Trump. On Thursday, the day before, Limbaugh denounced the Robert Mueller report as made to order for people who want to continue running this operation to get rid of Trump. This report could have been issued in one page. We found no evidence of collusion between the Russians and the Trump campaign, period. Trump has a good relationship with Limbaugh and even phoned into the show to congratulate him on his 30th anniversary. You're a very special man, Rush. This is the president speaking. And you have people that love you. I'm one of them, he said. But you're a very, very special guy. What you do for this country, people have no idea how important your voice is. And, you know, to use a phrase that Donald Trump uses, you know, he's affecting all of us, our speech patterns, everything. At that, after hearing a sentence like that, something Trump says is so often is so true, so true. That's a Trumpism, so true, so true. Somebody's going to have to do the Trump lingo, things that he says. I think another phrase he uses, I'm just thinking to myself now as I say this to you, I can tell you this. I think the president says that a lot. I can tell you this. Maybe you can think of some things like that. There are just certain phrases that Donald Trump loves to use that are his style, his signature. And it's going to affect all of us. Consciously or unconsciously, he's going to change the language. I told you about the uniqueness of sentences. The guy who changed our language more than any other person who ever lived, the one man who changed our language, he has no competitor, and this is William Shakespeare. I think it's something like 2,000 words that whose first instance, recorded instance of use, is in the writings of Shakespeare. So he invented many hundreds of words. He gave birth to thousands of words. And no other man has done that. But let me go back to the, just so you understand the concept. When you, that last sentence that I spoke about Shakespeare, about contriving new words, I guarantee you no one else has said that exact sentence. And if someone else has, maybe one person said those exact same words. And the mathematical principle in operation is that each time you follow one word with another, the odds of that succeeding word happening randomly are really small. And so if I string together a sentence, and that's the key to this operation, the longer the sentence, the incredibly less likely that it will ever have been spoken before. And that's why plagiarism is so easy to detect in the age of the database. A searchable database, and so easy to prove. I can guarantee you any paragraph that anybody's written is guaranteed to be unique in the history of the universe. Isn't that kind of special? Isn't that kind of fun? You get to feel more unique and important thereby. So when I said that my search term on Jeanine Pirro's show using the phrase political whoremanship, I doubt 4 or 5 people in the history of the world have used the phrase political whoremanship. Then you add that in there to the complexification of additional words added to the sentence. And so Jeanine Pirro's, that search, Jeanine Pirro, whoremanship, and then the exact date, 4/20/2019, that's a bullseye. And the database, the searchable database of YouTube, if left alone and not jiggered with, would go right to that sentence, right to that show. Bullseye, no question about it. It would not go to Whoopi Goldberg talking about Jeanine Pirro. No way you get from here to there without jiggering the algorithm, rigging it. So, search engines should, in fact, be scientific instruments which function without jiggering. And that is, I think, a proper realm for government action. A database should be neutral. It should scientifically search an untampered with database, internet of information. You know, one of the ways you can tamper with it, for instance, is take the information you want people to be seeing and put it on really high speed servers with really fat pipelines. Then take the information you don't want people to see, like that Jeanine Pirro segment, and starve it. Put it on really skimpy servers with really narrow bandwidth that's going to glitch and lag and hang up. You killed it. You sent it down the memory hole. That's what, and these guys know this. These clowns at the tech giants, they know all this. So this has got to be dealt with. Otherwise, we're going to be in a world of hurt. You know, I'm able to survive. It hurts me, but I know exactly what I'm looking for. I think maybe sometimes I don't know exactly what I'm looking for. I think I'm maybe being a little bit too cocky there. It hurts all of us. But the average person who's just sort of wandering around the internet, boy, it really hurts them to have stuff like, to have the shows that the left doesn't want them to see being censored or masked or starved of bandwidth. All righty, let's go to some stories here. Just look at these stories that are coming out. You just go down a list of these things. It's unbelievable. Maxine Waters wants to impeach. Adam Schiff wants to take up impeachment proceedings. Elijah Cummings, demon rat of Maryland, and pathetic excuse for a lawmaker. I can see impeachment possibly coming. Chris Wallace, not true that Mueller exonerates Trump. On and on and on. They're out of their minds. We'll be right back.
Go to the bank. best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War. For the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now.
Is it? That's the question.
Are the good times really,
really over for good? Are they over for good? That's the question, isn't it? And it turns on this one that the president asked in July of 2017. The question is, do we have the will to survive? That will be determined whether the good times are over for good. And of course, by the good times, what is Merle Haggard talking about? He's not talking about good times in the trivial sense. He's talking about the great life of our civilization, of streets where your children are safe, schools where your children learn, jobs that are plentiful, that are rewarding, that are productive. Great wives, great husbands, wonderfully built homes that stay in families for generations, stable communities, and ever expanding. This is one of the traits, one of the features of European civilization, is that every decade, every generation improves upon the previous. The database, so to speak, of our civilization constantly grows more and more wonderful. Think of the things. I think of my mother. I think I saw one like in a junkyard or something. I saw one the other day, and it was like a flashback for me. I don't have flashbacks to drug experiences. Didn't have them, but it was a flashback to the days when my mother washed the clothes for myself and my three brothers. Four dirty, hard-playing boys. And their dad, who, you know, would be under the hood of his car or spray painting or building something with fiberglass or working in a shop, even though he was a designer, an industrial designer, and worked with a pen in his mind. But he also did things with his hands. My mom washing all those dirty clothes. And she did it in a, you know, this is a, you know, it's an old boyhood memory. I'd have to go back and look to see how those old machines work. But it was a tub that agitated the clothes for washing. And then at the top of it were a pair of rollers and a crank. And you would draw the clothes out of the tub and through the rollers. And that would squeeze them, wringing out, you know, most of the water. You might run them through a couple times. And then the clothes went not to the dryer. We didn't have dryers. They went straight on the clothesline. And this was in, you know, a middle-class, affluent American family with a dad with a great job. Mom didn't work. None of my friends' moms worked, more or less. None of them. The dad supported the families, and mom hung, all the moms hung the clothes out on a line or lines with wooden clothespins. Those would be blowing out in the wind every day. Mom would go out with a big basket and get them and bring them back in the house. And, you know, I do laundry now myself for my own family of four of us, not six. And I'm doing laundry all the time with a big modern washing machine and a big modern electric dryer. And it takes a lot of time. I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, add two more kids and have to go out with the wet laundry out onto the line, hang it on the line. What a thing. Well, this is what I'm saying about our civilization, how it constantly gets better. My mom and dad did great with that kind of technology. We had a wonderful life. But I'll tell you, how many hours a week did my mom spend taking clothes out and putting them on the line, bringing them back in? If it, well, didn't rain much in Los Angeles, but, you know, if it rained, you got to do it all over again. You got to leave them out on the line. And the washing tub, I forget how that worked. I think it kind of agitated, kind of, you know, pretty rinky-dink deal. And then I'm trying to remember how she changed the water from wash to rinse. I don't remember how she exactly did that. But probably there was like a drain on the thing that went into the house drain. Anyway, son of a gun. And it just keeps getting better and better. And you just categorize that into every, we used to call the refrigerator. Do you remember what we called it back then, guys and gals that are of certain vintage? It was the ice box. Not the refrigerator, the ice box, which harks back to that time before us when the ice box was a box in which a block of ice would be put in there by your mom or dad. And that, to some degree, kept things cool. And an ice man brought the block of ice around to your house and he pitched it up on your porch or put it somewhere with tongs. There was no refrigeration. I forget the name of the guy who invented modern refrigeration, but he's a cousin. It'll come to me maybe in a moment. So there you go. But that's a trait of our civilization. Are the good times really over for good? Are we like a snowball headed for hell? Well, naturally, without the self-destructive things that are happening to us, our civilization actually is something that gets the snowball is better and better off. We invent refrigeration. We keep the snowball going a long time. Everything gets better and better. We go to the moon. We invent electric cars. We, on and on and on. More efficient, better bearings, better tolerances. Can you imagine? Do you know the motor in your car now, the tolerances on that motor? One of you that's an engineer can be more specific. I'll bet you the tolerances on the rings in the current internal combustion gasoline engine are probably more precise than they were when I started rebuilding engines in the 1960s. That's why there's no smoke coming out the back of your car. Remember those old cars in the 60s, the smoke coming out the tailpipe when they're brand new? Anyway, let's look for some more news stories. Let's go to our European cousins for just a moment, see if there's something wonderful afoot across the Atlantic. The Brexit Party could shatter the status quo. Okay, let's go to that story. Sounds good to me. I'd like to shatter the status quo. And an eminent British academic has warned that a political status quo defined by an increasingly insular and out-of-touch political class could be shattered by the rise of Nigel Farage's Brexit Party. John Gray, an emeritus professor of European thought at the London School of Economics, pointed out that while around a third of MPs from the Labour Party came from working-class families in 1945, when that party won its first ever majority government, today only around 4% of all members of parliament come from this background. So there's something that's changed, folks, from the days of that washing tub my mom had to the present. We used to have people from working class families. Now 4%, which is essentially none. Professor Gray, who was himself born into a working class family in Northern England, observed that many of our elites live in a few inner London boroughs, sending their children to the same schools and mixing almost exclusively with each other. Most of those who govern us have only a sketchy idea of how most people in the country live. Now, everything he says about Mother England can be said about our American homeland. Places like Stoke-on-Trent and Sunderland might as well be in a far-off country to them. That's flyover country for us. Places like North Dakota, where I am. This is why the Brexit referendum result was such a shock to those introverted elites, he explained. The next stage of the Brexit drama will be an even greater shock. Gray described how once loyal foot soldiers in the constituencies are deserting the governing Conservative Party, also known as the Tories. Chiefly, they are deserting to Nigel Farage.
Some people convicted of crimes in Dallas County.
Donald
drug
Trump.
Offenses, theft.
Farage and has written Trump. The problem they haven't written is completely parallel to our situation here, which is you have among the leavers, among the Brexiteers, you have among the Tories, among the Conservatives, you have all kinds of neocons, all kinds of never-Trumper type people, never-Nigel type people. Theresa May herself is one of those. While the Conservative Party, is nominally committed to delivering Brexit, just as the Brexit, just as the Republican Party in America is nominally committed to securing the border, et cetera, on down the Trump platform. The prime minister pushed the Brexit-supporting MPs she appointed as her first and second secretaries of state for Brexit out of the negotiating process with the European Union, leading to their resignations, and has twice delayed the country's departure from the bloc. This neocon strategy of Theresa May, I'm inserting that on my own, has seen Farage's new Brexit party surge from nothing to the top of the polls for the upcoming European Parliament elections, in which the United Kingdom will now have to participate. It's because Brexit has not been executed. While the Tories have collapsed, the Conservatives, to a point where not even a fifth of voters appear to be backing them. And now get this, here's the new headline. This is new. This sends a shiver down my spine. I love this. And some 40% of the Conservative Party's own elected councillors are reportedly planning to vote for Farage. Wow, mass defection. And I'll repeat those numbers. I can't wait till we get next week's poll, but the numbers are 23% for Brexit. Oh, it's better than that, though. That's an old poll. I'm not going to read this because it's too old. There's a more recent. Professor Gray's assessment of the situation is clear. Quote, the Conservatives are being punished for not delivering Brexit. And Labour is being punished for turning its back on working class Leave or Brexiteer voters and toying with a second referendum. Second referendum being an effort to reverse the first. What used to be called, now let's apply this, let's see if, does this apply to America? The professor says, what used to be called the center ground of British politics is shrinking and disappearing. Isn't that kind of what Kelso's been saying, polarization? People that can work with each other in the middle, disappearing. It's shrinking. Change UK, the new center party, formed by Chuka Umunna, and that is not an Irishman or a Scot. Chuka Umunna. Oh, I have a feeling that's an African, Chuka Umunna. And other defectors from Labour and the Tories polled only 9%. So these are people who are trying to say, can't we all just get along and kumbaya and hug each other in the middle? That's only 9% in the latest British polling. He says, it is far from clear that a party aiming to reverse Brexit has much of a future. And Change UK is such a party. Change UK wants to reverse Brexit. And Farage, I don't have a tape. I'd like to have a tape of this. Farage has said to his supporters in Britain, do not behave as though we have been defeated. I love that. That's classic Donald Trump. Do not behave as if we have been defeated. The Change UK party, the Cucks, actually, that's what a strange name, CUK, the Cucks, weak showing in the polls appears to lend some credence to the claims of some critics that the political center is something of a fiction. I agree. So named to suggest that anyone who fails to subscribe to a particular set of beliefs on sovereignty, mass migration, and so on is on the political fringes. Nigel Farage, there's a great quote. He has said of British so-called leaders, he said the British are lions, the British people are lions, led by donkeys. the guy has a good homemade touch there. Good story out of Britain. And the boy, there's all kinds of stories coming out of Europe that are just like those over here. All right, so we've got a little bit of that going on from Europe. And here's the, this is the, here's a story out of Britain. You know, can you believe it? The stuff that's going on. Lord Ahmed. What's wrong with that phrase? Lord Ahmed. What's wrong with this picture? And there's a picture of him right there. He's an Arab. Lord Ahmed of Rotherham, that's a part of Britain where the Pakistani rape gangs have run rampant for decades with the connivance of the police, have kept it a secret, even though they knew all about it. Thousands of girls, white girls, raped and forced into prostitution. Servicing hundreds of thousands of Pakistanis. Lord Ahmed of Rotherham facing new charge of buggery. I'm not going to go into too much detail. charged at the Sheffield Crown Court. Now, how did he become Lord Ahmed of Rotherham? Somebody had to bring him into the lords and ladies. How do we do that to ourselves? Here's a story in the depressing vein. Here's a story out of Sweden. The Green Party of Sweden are demanding that the EU take climate refugees. And we've got another story. Here's another Swedish story. I'll get to that too. Let's go to the climate refugees story. This is us doing this to ourselves. Swedish Green Party candidate Per Holmgren. That's a white person, has demanded the European Union do more to distribute so-called climate refugees from Africa and the Middle East. Holmgren, who is running to become a member of the European Parliament next month and is second on the party list, has said he wants to make climate change his focal issue if he wins a seat. Everything that has to do with ecological sustainability and social sustainability is connected. If we do not succeed in this transition to a sustainable society, where the climate issue and biodiversity and other issues are important, then there will be even greater stress on our societies. Blah, 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 Holmgren said in an interview with Europa Portalen. Here, let's listen to the guy. Oh, no.
No region of our country is immune to that threat. We've seen it in the floods in Nebraska. The tornadoes.
This is our version of the Swede. This is not related to Lord Ahmed's buggery, but this is Pete Buttigieg. Somehow these things all connect. Here's Buttigieg talking about climate change to the roaring cheers of crazy white people.
In Alabama, the hurricane in Puerto Rico, and the fires in California. Our economy is on the line. Our future is on the line. Lives are on the line. So let's call this what it is. Climate security, a life and death issue for our generation.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, all of this climate change pseudoscience is exactly that. It's pseudoscience. There's no science to it at all. In fact, all of real science contradicts the climate change hoax. Now, good news. The Greens are on the ropes. Their party isn't growing particularly. They're at 4%, which is right at the threshold for losing any representation in the European Parliament from Sweden. Where is Sverige Demokraterna? They're at 28%. They're at 20% right now. They're on the rise. And now look at this. This is something true of our European cousins. I'm looking here at the Swedish elections, and these May elections will come up all across Europe. People will elect members of the European Parliament. Now, you ask, what's that all about? Why is it so complicated in Europe? Yeah, true. Good point. Why? Well, when they imposed the European Union upon the existing map of the nations of Europe, an entire second separate government was formed. So each European nation had, you know, what corresponds to our senators and congressmen, and they had what corresponds to our president. The European Union forms an overlay in which people now also elect members of the European Parliament. And it is the European Parliament which pees on the existing sovereign, formerly sovereign, parliaments. The European Parliament has more power. But now in these elections, both for their original legitimate governments and their illegitimate European Union government, the globalized government, they have lots more parties than we do. We have a Republican and Democrat party, and those are the only two that no other party even gets to 1% in our elections. So you can disregard them. I've been active in third-party politics, and I regret almost all of that I have been active in. And from the point of view of anybody who's realistic, you can, as they say in New Jersey, forget about it. It's Republican versus Democrat. That's it in America. But in the European countries, it's quite different. Here I'm looking at the Swedish election system. There are eight parties whose percentages are 26, 18, 26, 20, 18, 11, 9, 6, 4, and 4. So nobody gets above 26%. Much more complex. And what they do is they do coalitions, two or three of those parties that somehow form a 50% governing majority will combine their votes. And the same thing happens in the European Parliament. And so there you go. There's our update out of Sweden. Let's go for an update from Wyoming to Tim in Wyoming. Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, James. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I'm glad to hear you're talking about the ups and the downs of what's happening around the world rather than just always the ups, which, no, you're not. I know that. But I was just interested in reading something to you that it's going to be happening This coming week. The Supreme Court is going to be hearing arguments from the administration whether the question of citizenship on the census was legal. Putting it back on the census was legal. And I'm actually reading this article here from The Hill. The Hill is actually, unfortunately, it's slanted. It's slanted towards speculation, and it's also slanted towards not exactly giving the president or any of the administration a fair shake, you might say. So, but they're saying that the current Commerce Secretary may not have. Let me see if I can find that. I don't want to quote it out of the air without having it right in front of me here. Let me see. Court observers say the legal question will likely come down to whether Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross had the actual authority to reinstate the citizenship question. That's the question I have. Why was it ever removed, reinstated? But had the actual authority to reinstate the citizenship question to the census roughly 70 years after it last appeared on the survey. Why was it taken off roughly 70 years ago? I don't understand that at all. That seems odd to me because, I mean, there were people who came from, of course, there were people who came from Australia and New Zealand and other places, war brides and whatnot. My great aunt was one of them, but people who came from other countries and became citizens here, but they were happy to be here, and they would definitely say, yes, I'm a citizen. But now,
hey, Jim, if I may interject to what you're saying, which is very good, and I'm looking, Breitbart put up an article on your subject just 2 hours ago, so that may supplement. I'll read through this as you talk. And stay there. We're just going to do a short break and come
music,
back.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Jim. Stay there.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Hey, folks. Sorry, I do this I enjoy our break music. I start listening to it like I'm a listener like you to the show, and I'm enjoying the music, tapping my feet, and then I remember, wait a minute, I'm the host of the show. Sorry. That was Buffalo Springfield. Oh, God, I love those guys back in the – they became Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Anyway, what a harmony, the unique harmony those voices had. Beauty is beauty. Whatever their political beliefs may be, a beautiful singing is beautiful singing. Hey, here's just a little update. I got Tim on the line. Tim, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yes. I'm gonna go to a story about genetics here in just a moment. But I want to get onto your story, which is so good. Let me go to it. Let me look for. Here's what Breitbart's reporting right now. The Supreme Court hears arguments Tuesday. Over whether the citizenship question will be added to the 2020 census. And I want to add this little thought from genetics, which is why I'm going to genetics. You know, as I did, I've got 52,000 plus people in my family tree at Ancestry.com, which folks is now having a sale on their ancestry test, their DNA test. I think I'm looking at it here. I think it's $69, $30 off, $69. And they tell you so much about your ancestry, your genetics. It's unbelievable. It's something you could not find out about yourself, you know, 30 years ago, even 20 years ago. $69. It's an Easter special at Ancestry.com. If you've wanted to know where you come from and so much about your ancestry, find out whether you're a cousin of mine. The DNA test will actually tell you. You can find out, well, this guy over here that's in Ancestry.com, Kelso, how many cousin links away from him am I? You can find out all kinds of stuff like that. But if you go back, and here's what I'm going to connect to you on the census question, Tim. Looking through my 52,000 plus ancestors that are in this family tree I've assembled at Ancestry.com, over and over again, one of the sources for building that tree has been the U.S. Census, over and over again. And Ancestry has millions upon hundreds of millions of original records. Every census, every county register, every marriage register, every church register, they've got it all. Maybe the biggest database on planet Earth. Billions of records. But when you go in there, Tim, to answer your question, you go look at the old census. There were questions like this on the census. A census taker went to your, you know, like your ancestor's farm. They sat at the kitchen table with your, you know, great-great-great-great-grandpa. And they asked him, okay, how do you make a living? What is your means of support? Farmer. How many horses do you have? How many pigs? How many cows? How many acres? Oh my gosh, Tim. And all they want to know now is, are you a U.S. citizen? But that's too much. We'll try to expand on this and get, Tim, if you'll call back, I'll give you a rain check. We'll talk more about this. It's coming up Tuesday. We'll see you all again tomorrow night, Monday.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.